Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it is a pleasure to welcome back to our studios, Yusuf Gandhi is back from the Park Theater. Welcome back, Yusuf.
Thank you. It's always good to be back here, and thank you for having me again.
Nice to see you again. It's been a few months since you were here, and the summer season is now gone, so we're ready for the new. What I'm looking at is a very impressive season of artists that you're bringing in. It's actually going on as we speak. You've already started tonight with a great sellout of a group that a lot of people know, right?
Yes. So we're starting this evening with Tower of Power, and that's one of the greatest horn sections ever. And it's sold out, and the people are having, I'm sure, we'll have a good time when they start. You know,
right. They're
all anticipating them. I've never seen a response that I saw with them.
It's a great group, been around for a long time, and you have a lot of great groups coming. You have a huge brochure with probably 20 or 30 different acts that are coming to the Park Theater in Cranston. And for those of you that aren't familiar with that, right in downtown Cranston, if you can call it that, right across from City Hall, and a beautiful newly restored theater, just a few years old, and it used to be the Park Cinema back in the day when I was a kid. And then Rhode Island Center for the Performing Arts kind of took it over, which is you and the Park Theater historically. And one of those great facilities where, unlike the theaters in downtown, not to disparage them, but in your case, you have free parking. And people can drive up and have a great time very easily, right?
Yes, that's true. It's great to have that theater because it's not only a great theater, it's the acoustics are very good, and people enjoy it because of the intimacy of the, seeing artists close up, some of the greatest artists who sometimes they see in arenas, and for
right.
the price of tickets that they're paying here, if they're in an arena, they would be sitting right at the back. So it's really, they really enjoy coming here. And yes, as you said, there's free parking. And one of the great, and we are proud that this is our fifth anniversary.
Wow.
We start off our fifth anniversary. It was in October 5 years ago that we started the theater here. So when we started the theater, we were told, I was told, in fact, when I came in, this is 2 years after it started, I think, everyone was just saying that this theater is going to close down. And in fact, when I came in, they'd already, I think one of the newspapers had already written that there are rumors that Park Theater is closing down. And so...
Couldn't be further from the truth, right?
Yeah, and we just, send the way... Slowly, we've built it up again, and the response now that we are receiving is great. A lot of people, everyone who comes to the theater once, says that this is the place we are coming to, even from Massachusetts or Connecticut. So it's really great.
It has all the creature comforts, so to speak. It has great facilities. You enter, you have a nice lobby and a beverage bar right there that people can help. You have a bistro attached or a restaurant. Mm-hmm. You have great restrooms, which is important for people going to concerts, and video screens around. And then once you get in and sit down, the seats are extremely comfortable, and they're large, and even have drink holders.
Yes, we allow you to get your drinks in just like the old cinema houses.
Right.
So that's why we have drink holders, and there's a lot of leg room, and that's what Mr. Patel, who started the theater, wanted, that people are comfortable. So he didn't, like most theaters, we could have easily had another 200 seats, but he decided not to do that and give them the leg room so that people could... have a comfortable time seeing
the show.
Oh, it
is a great, great place to see a show. Mm-hmm. And I know that I produced one of the very first shows to come in, and back 5 years, almost 5 years ago, 4 years ago now, and it was it's a great group of people to work with. So we look forward to a lot of these concerts. And Coming up, we're going to listen to, in just a moment, we're going to get to a group that is legendary, and I use that term because the name of the album is The Legend Tour of the Wailers, Bob Marley and the Wailers.
Yes, this album, Legend, was like the greatest hits of Bob Marley and the Wailers, and it sold, I don't know, 30 or 40 million copies in the in stateside, and it is the 30th anniversary of that album release, and though Bob Marley is dead, members of his group still have been touring after he died, and they decided that this tour would be where they would recreate the full album, besides some of the other songs, but they would recreate the whole album, Legend. So people who know about the album, and a lot of people I know, I speak to, they all have it in their collection because it's one of the finest.
That's one of the ones you have.
Yeah, it's like a desert island disc for people
Pink
to have.
Or Pink Floyd, or everybody has the certain albums, right?
Yes, and this is one of the albums they have, and they're going to recreate the album, and, you know, as a tribute to Bob Marley, they are his, you know, they played with him, and I think a couple of the others have also died, but, you know, the people who are left and with new people are doing this.
And that's going to be coming up in just a few days, Friday night, October 3rd, will be that concert, 8 o'clock at the theater. So let's go to probably one of the best-known tunes that they did called I Shot the Sheriff.
I shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot no deputy.
Bye. didn't shoot no deputy.
Yusuf, there's a song that everybody remembers, I'm sure, and this next song that I want to get to rather quickly is one that you requested, because it's kind of a pretty song called Little Bird. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's Three Little Birds. It's a very, very short but a very pretty song. Actually, the lyrics, everything, is just so it's, you know, people, any type of music you may be interested in, that's a song that you will like because very melodic. It's got a nice rhythm, a nice groove to it. And it's, you know, that's so you
all
should
right.
Listen to it.
Yeah. We'll listen to it now. Three Little Birds. Wailers coming to the Park Theater this Friday night, October 3rd, 8 o'clock. And Yusuf, if people would like to get tickets, they can do so by going online at, you have a website?
Yeah, www.parktheaterri.com.
Pretty simple to remember, parktheaterri.com. And that's a great website. Mm-hmm. You see all the things that are coming up, and there's a gazillion things. So, find something you like. Anybody can find something you like. You have you've had everything from ballet to opera to to Irish music to Italian music to rock and roll to classical. Everything has been at the park.
Yes, and we're adding more too, and you know, there are going to be some more surprises for the people. But
And if they want to get tickets the old-fashioned way.
Or they can call 401-467-7275 or 401-467-PARK. You know, that's what it is. It is 467-275 at the end. And then they can also come to the box office. The box office is open every day except Sundays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So it's even on Saturdays you can go and pick up your tickets there.
Excellent. You can even get some fresh air and go for a walk in beautiful downtown Cranston, walk up to the box office.
And then walk and down Rolph Street. Which is very nice.
Right, a lot of little places to eat and shops to go into, and doing a nice area of restoring beautiful downtown Cranston. And who knows, you know, you might have a big time celebrity from across the street pretty soon.
Yes,
your Cranston mayor is running for governor of Rhode Island, so that'd be kind of interesting to see somebody that's been, I guess, a friend of the theater and helped the theater along and now possibly being governor. So
yes, he's been very supportive of the theater. He's come for some shows whenever he can. In fact, he always, whenever I meet him, he always says, "Oh, I want to come for the show, but I don't get the time."
Right.
And he'll come for about 10 minutes, and then he gets a call, and he has to go off. So it's always been like that.
The life of Alan Fung, the politician running for governor of Rhode Island. So that's kind of interesting, right? Directly across the street. As a matter of fact, if you take advantage of the free parking we talked about, it's right behind City Hall. So that's very neat. We have one more song we want to get in by the Wailers before we take our first break, and it's a rather long one, so I'm not sure we'll get to listen to the whole thing, but tell us about this one.
This is No Woman, No Cry, which is like, actually, it's been like an anthem of Bob Marley, and it's most people really know the song, I think, because most people who are into reggae will know that song, and I think a lot of other people have covered it as well.
All right. And, well, we'll listen to as much as possible before we take the break, and then we'll be back with more of the Park Theater.
Thank you.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Yusuf Gandhi from the Park Theater. And Yusuf, your title's still the same, right? You're the director of programming, so to speak?
Yeah, you know, whatever. Doesn't matter the title. It's
but you actually
do everything. I do everything anyway.
Well, I haven't seen you pull the curtain yet, so, you know.
Not yet. Luckily, it's automatic, so it has something on the side.
But you're really the man that kind of puts together these acts, all these great acts that you get
shows,
from all over.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do that.
And you've had some phenomenal success with groups that have come here, and I know that there's been talk about, we mentioned all the different styles. You had Straight No Chaser there, which was an acapella favorite. So you've really kind of covered the whole world of entertainment music.
Yes, we've covered everything, world music, everything, and we want to get... we were doing a lot of things from around the world, but we were not getting the right audiences. But now I think as people know it, I think we're going to start introducing a little more variety again, you know.
And not only music, but you have things like dancing, and now you have an illusionist coming next.
Yes.
In November. So
yeah, she's a local, you know, she's from the New England area, so it's, and she's very good, so we decided to give her the platform in our area, so it's, and she's great.
That's the Magic of Lynn. That's going to be on November 1st for all you magic buffs,
and it's for kids, and you know,
right,
it's a full family show.
Well, there's I guess we could quickly go down the list. We talked about Tower of Power being there tonight, actually, and then the Wailers next Friday. Mm-hmm. And then a week from Friday, the next group we're going to talk about is the Celtic Tenors, mm-hmm. and that's Friday, October 10th, and they are tremendous and have a tremendous worldwide following. But we'll come back to them in a moment. After that, Engelbert is back.
Yes.
Engelbert Humperdinck will be coming back to the park, and we'll talk about him a little later in the next set. Then Boney James and the Empty Hearts and Herman's Hermits. Well, there's a name from the past.
Yes.
They'll be there in November. Quite a few things running into Christmas. You have Celtic Christmas coming up and lots of things. So we look forward to all of those, and so many that we obviously have to have you back again. Mm-hmm. You even have some announcements for 2015.
Right.
Some big names coming in.
Yeah, and they're being added. More are being added, too. So.
All right. So if you want to check that out, go to the website. As we mentioned, it's parktheaterri.com. Very easy to find, and a great website that has all kinds of information on it. Let's get to the Celtic Tenors, who'll be here a week from Friday, October 10th, and that show is at 8 o'clock also. And you probably have stumbled on something. I'm sure stumble isn't the correct word. I'm very well planned, but you've come up with a group here that has a pretty wide appeal, not just opera and not just Celtic.
Yes, it's like, it's one of the earlier groups, actually, like the Irish Tenors, and the Il Divo and groups like that, which has, opera singer like Bocelli, who basically appealed to not only the diehard classical musicians, classical audiences, I mean,
right,
but also to people who are into vocal music, who would maybe perhaps listen to Barbara Streisand or someone,
you know.
But they would love to listen to someone like the Celtic Tenors. And because of their PBS special that they've had, you know, it really gave them a very big boost as people realize they're good. And, you know, it's a very variety of music that they perform in the... so people enjoy it. It's very, very... It's a fun show, normally, you know.
Well, let's start off with probably the most traditional of any ethnic song you could almost think of in America. If you were to say, give me an ethnic song, I bet you this might be top on the list. It's Danny Boy.
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling. From glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roses falling. Tis you must go and I must bide. But come ye back when and white with snow. 'Tis I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you so. But when you come and all the flowers are dying, if I am dead, as dead I well may be, you'll come and find the place where I am lying, and kneel and say an Ave there for me. And I shall hear the soft you tread above me, and all my grace shall warmer, sweeter be. For you will bend and tell me that you love me, and I shall sleep in until you come to me.
There you have the beautiful sounds of the Celtic tenors, and not to be confused with the three tenors or all of those other groups that we mentioned just before that. But these are three gentlemen that have certainly put some beautiful music together, and be a great night of listening. And Yusuf, we have one other song that we're going to take and listen to from them, which is the song made famous by Queen and written by Freddie Mercury, Love of My Life.
Love of my
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Yusuf Gandhi from the Park Theater in Cranston. And Yusuf, we have so many things to talk about, so many groups coming in, and there's going to be another one in just a few weeks called The Empty Hearts. Tell us about that show.
Well, that is, you know, that was just recently, actually, we confirmed it, and it was done like in a quick way because this is a group which, and I just did it because it was I heard their music and it's great. And this group is basically an all-star group, like what they call supergroups.
Okay.
You know, and
so, like, if you and I were to get together, they would call it a supergroup.
Yeah, we would call it a supergroup because we would. These were members of really, and they are still current members. It's not that they are ex-members, but they're current members of, you know, the group The Romantics. That's What I Like About You and all those songs. Then The Cars.
Okay.
The Cars, The Romantics, there is a group called the Chesterfield Kings.
Right.
And Blondie, you know,
wow.
The group Blondie.
Okay. Yeah.
So the four members of the group who are friends decided to just make an album together. They met in 5 days. They made an album together in the studio of new songs that they had all written. And now they're going to tour in support of the record, and it's a great band. If people should actually can go on our website and listen to the see their video and things like that on YouTube. It's very, very nice. It's very happy music. It's very good. It's going to be a good time because these are all great musicians and they're still with their bands. It's just that right now Blondie or Cars are not touring. So these people decided to get together and do something and have fun. The main thing is
you got the drummer from Blondie, which is Clem Burke, and then you've got the guitarist from the Cars, Elliot Easton, and the bass from the Chesterfield Kings, that's Andy Babick, I guess it's called.
Yeah.
And then guitarist from the Romantics.
And the lead vocalist, he's the one who sings all the, Wally Palmer. They remember, that's What I Like About You, which is used in so many commercials, and I think even the opening of a TV show, plus then you have Walking in My Sleep. They had such a lot of hits, and so it's really a great
Sunday, October 19th.
And we've had very cheap tickets for them. In a sense, very affordable tickets, just $27 and $37. So people can afford it. They can have a good time. And,
excellent. And another major event coming up down the road. We'll have you back before this one, but I just want to mention that on Saturday, December 13th, another 8 o'clock show, Rockin' the Holidays. Tell us about that show.
Yeah, that's with Felix Cavalieri of the Rascals and the Rascals. You know, people, again, I'm sure remember the Rascals. He was the lead singer, songwriter, everything. Mm-hmm. Felix Cavalieri, he wrote all Groovin' and People Get Ready. There were so many songs he wrote, you know.
Groovin'.
Yeah. And there are so many songs. So they're going to do all the songs. Plus, he's releasing a Christmas album in November of Christmas songs, holiday songs. So it's going to be that. And the great thing is that he's going everywhere. It's a beautiful show. It's a great show. And what he does is in every city, he performs and he uses a local choir from a school or a college to back the whole thing because it's a Christmas show.
So we get a chance. You and I might get
in
the choir.
Yes. So that's what they look. And he's just doing it as a fun show. And, you know, I know anyone who knows the Rascals, most of the 60s and 70s folks, I'm sure will want to come because the amount of people that have covered their songs, too, they all were great songs that he wrote, you know.
Speaking about wanting to come to a show, probably the most popular because you're having him back again, Engelbert Humperdinck, and that's coming on Sunday, October 12th at 7:30. And Engelbert's a little bit older, so he's going to get an earlier start, right, rather than 8 o'clock.
No, because it's Sunday, that's why. Normally on Sundays we put it earlier. But that's, if people remember, no, it's not only a Sunday, but it's the Columbus Day weekend. So,
right, so perfect night to go out.
Yeah, so they have it's a great night to go out.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, he's just released, or I think is releasing an album. I just called Engelbert Calling, and which is duets with all the A-listers in the business, including Elton John and Cliff Richard and Willie Nelson, Gene Simmons of Kiss, then Smokey Robinson, Il Divo. He's got the whole Winona Judd. You know, you've got country.
They're all there, right?
Everyone is there. It's a double album, and he's got all these A-listers. And basically, this album is songs that he would have liked to do, I think. That's what I had read about it.
I think it's a great album. I think you have a great story that I want
to
hold till the next time we have a chance to talk, because I want to get a song in, and then I want you to tell that story about the name of the album. But right now, let's get to one of the most famous Engelbert songs called After the Lovin'.
So I send you to sleep after the loving with a song I just wrote yesterday. And I hope you can hear what the words and the music have to say. It's so hard to explain everything that I'm feeling. Face to face, I just seem to go dry. But I love you so much that the sound of your voice can get me high. Thanks for taking me on a one-way trip to the sun. And thanks for turning me into a sun. I sing you to sleep after the loving. I brush back the hair from your eyes, and the love on your face is so real that it makes me wanna cry. And I know that my song isn't saying back the hair from your eyes, and the love on your face is so real that it makes me wanna cry. And I know that my song isn't saying
certainly a very iconic song, very easily recognized by just about everyone. Before the show today, when you and I got to say hello to each other, we were talking about this new album, the Duet album, and you told me a great story about how the name of the album came to be. Tell the audience that story, please.
Yeah. Okay. The album was called Engelbert Calling, and I was reading about this album, how it happened, and it seems that while he was doing the Duets album, and of course Elton John was one of the first people he called to perform on the album with him, and the reason is it seems, and the name was given to the album by Engelbert, but Elton John suggested he call it Engelbert Calling. And the reason is that when Elton John was not yet known, and he was a lot of them started as songwriters.
Sure, yeah.
He would be writing songs with Benny Taupin and sending it to record labels so that their big artists would sing those songs. And he would always wish that Engelbert would do one of his songs, and he would keep sending songs to his Engelbert's record label for Engelbert, and mm-hmm. hope that one day Engelbert would call him and say, listen, I love this song, I'm going to do it.
He wanted to hear, this is Engelbert calling.
Yeah, you know. So when Engelbert asked him to come in and do this Duets album, he thought that, you know, okay, finally Engelbert has called me to do a song with him. And
excellent.
And that's when, he said that you should call it Engelbert Calling. And
Good story. Yeah. We want to just tell everybody once again that remember you can get all the information you want, including tickets for any of these events, by going to the parktheaterri.com website, parktheaterri.com, or calling 467-7275 or 467-PARK. And get your tickets for all of these events. There's a gazillion of them. And a good way to spend an evening. And Engelbert will be a great way to spend a nice Columbus Day Sunday night celebrating and having most people not having to worry about going to work the next day. So that'll be nice. Mm-hmm. And Yusuf, I want to thank you for coming in today. It's always great to see you. And you have so many stories and information. And for those of you that have never had a chance to meet Yusuf, if you see him in the lobby, say hello. And maybe he'll buy you a drink.
Sure, I will. Please come. I'm normally in the lobby, so.
All right. It's great. Great to have you. And we'll have to have you back because we've got way too much to cover here. Mm-hmm. So we'll have to have you back very soon and talk about some of these other shows. We're going to close with a duet of Engelbert's that may not be on the on this new album, but it's a duet that he has released with a singer that is from Europe. And I know that he does a lot of that kind of thing, right? The
yes.
singers with European ties. And this man's name is...
René Froger,
all right? And the name of the song, you will know, is called A Whiter Shade of Pale. Thanks for being here, Yusuf.
Thank you for having me.
Great. And we'll see the rest of you next week on Conducting Conversations.
The floor. I was feeling kind of seasick, but the crowd called out for more. The room was humming harder as the ceiling. And so it was that later, as a member told his team that a face at first just ghostly turned a whiter shade of pale. Turn the water. is plain to see
that I wander through my playing cards and would not let her be. One of 16 Vestal virgins who were leaving for the coast.
And although my eyes were open,
they might just as well have been closed. Oh, the miller told his tale. Their face at first just ghostly turned a whiter sheet of pale, turned a whiter sheet of pale.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.